Let's turn to the Gospel of Luke. Chapter 21.
路加福音21章.
Gospel of Luke, chapter 21.
29节.
Verse 29.
耶稣又设比喻对他们说, 你们看无花果树, 和各样的树, 它发芽的时候, 你们一看见, 自然晓得夏天近了。
And he told them a parable. Behold, the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they put forth leaves, you see it, and know for yourself that summer is now near.
这样你们看见这些事, 渐渐地成就, 也该晓得神的国近。Even
so, you too, when you see these things happening, recognize that the kingdom of God is near.
我们知道这段圣经跟 我们昨天所读的, 马太福音24章那段关于无花果树比方是一件事。
We know that this passage in the Gospel of Luke described the same thing, the same event, as the passage we read yesterday in the Gospel of Matthew.
因为马太福音主要是针对犹太人。
Because the Gospel of Matthew was focusing on the Jews.
所以那里马太只提到无花果树。
Therefore, in the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew only referred to the fig tree.
如果你看见无花果树发嫩长叶，你叫人子在门口了。
When you see the branch of the fig tree has already become tender and put forth its leaf, you know that the Son of Man is at the doors.
一提到人子，犹太人就知道指的弥赛亚说的。
As soon as Matthew mentioned the Son of Man, the Jews would know that he was referring to the Messiah.
但是路加福音是新约圣经里面唯一 希腊的唯一外邦人来写路加福音。
But the Gospel of Luke was the only Gentile, the only Greek that wrote this Gospel.
所以当路加写路加福音的，他主要针对希腊人，针对外邦人。
So when Luke wrote the Gospel of Luke, he was concentrating on the Greeks and the Gentiles.
就着整个世界的角度来看。
As far as the perspective from the whole world.
以色列国只是世界里面一环。
The nation of Israel is only one link in the entire thing.
所以当主说无花果树发嫩长叶的时候,
So when the Lord says the fig tree has put forth leaves and become tender,
因为马太主要针对犹太人, 所以那里特别强调无花果树。
Because Matthew was focusing on the Jews, he particularly mentioned the fig tree.
但是我们的主实在当他说的时候, 他不只说无花果树, 还有各样的树都要发芽。
However, when our Lord uttered this parable, he actually wanted to refer to the fig tree as well as all the trees.
马太福音因为针对犹太人,
because the Gospel of Matthew was focusing on the Jews.
所以圣经告诉我们主打发12个使徒到以色列迷失羊那里去。
Therefore, in that Gospel, the Lord said he has sent 12 disciples to the lost tribes of Israel.
因为12乃是代表12个支派。
Because the 12 disciples represented the 12 tribes in Israel.
但是等到路加福音讲到我们的主打发70个门徒出去的时候,
However, in the Gospel of Luke, it was referred to as having 70 disciples being sent out.
因为当你读到创世纪第10章讲到世界的时候,
Because when you read chapter 10 in Genesis,
那里讲到这个世界的时候,
When the world was being referred to in chapter 10 of Genesis,
那里特别讲到70个国家,
it particularly mentioned 70 nations.
所以当我们的主打发70个门徒到这个出去的时候,
So when our Lord sent out 70 disciples,
所以我们知道说他乃是把这些门徒带，意思就是不止往以色列迷失羊那里去, 而且现在70个门徒是往世界外邦去的。
Therefore, we know the Lord meant to send out these 70 disciples not only to the lost sheep of Israel, but also to the whole world.
所以我们知道现在讲到无花果树发嫩长叶,
So when we see that here it talks about the fig tree's branches already tender and poured forth leaf,
你看见马太福音讲了一部分的故事,
you see that the Gospel of Matthew only depicts a portion of the story.
路加福音讲另外一方面的故事,
The Gospel of Luke depicts the other type of picture.
但这个故事是一个故事。
However, this is only one story.
马太说到无花果树发嫩长叶,
The Gospel of Matthew talks about the branches already become tender and put forth leaves.
路加说到无花果树还有各样的树发嫩长叶,
And the Gospel of Luke says that it's the fig tree and all other trees will put forth leaves.
我们为什么讲无花果树呢？
Why would we mention the fig tree?
为什么主说我们要从无花果树学个比方呢？
Why would the Lord say, now learn the parable from the fig tree?
因为当白天太阳，当白天非常明亮的时候，
During the daytime when it's very bright,
你远远看见一个无花果树。
From afar, you see a fig tree.
如果它是满了叶子，你知道是夏天。
If it's full of leaves, you know it is summer.
如果你看见是光秃秃的，你知道那是冬天。
If you know there's no leaf, then you know it's the winter time.
如果你上面看见长一颗颗小小的青果，你知道是春天。
If you see green figs on these trees, you know that this is springtime.
所以神用以色列人告诉我们现在是什么时候。
Therefore, God utilized Israel to tell us the timing.
因为主三度地说，我必快乐。
Because the Lord said three times, Behold, I'm coming quickly.
主一旦动身，他很快的就来到。
Once the Lord has started his journey, he will come swiftly.
那日子，那时辰，没有人知道。
The day and the hour, no one knows.
连子也不知道。
Not only the sun.
但是什么时候靠近了，我们可以知道。
However, we would know when the time is near.
因为主告诉我们说，无花果树发嫩长叶的时候，人子在门口了，人子近了，而且在门口。
Because the Lord says, when the branch of the fig tree has already become tender and puts forth leaf, you know that he is right, the Son of Man is right at the doors. You don't know when he actually arrives.
大概什么时候快来了，你可以知道。
But you know approximately how when he would show up, you would know.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
现在主说，当无花果树发嫩长叶的时候。
So when the Lord says the branch has already become tender and puts forth leaves.
当以色列复国的那一年。
In the year when the nation of Israel was restored.
我们知道从那个时候开始。
From that year onwards.
主告诉我们他已经站在门口了。
The Lord tells us that he is at the doors.
我们不知道是大门、二门、三门、甚至四门，我们不知道。
We don't know whether it's the first, second, third, or fourth door.
如果这个客人已经到了我的家了。
However, if the guest has already arrived at my house,
已经到了我的地盘，到了我的范围了。
And the guest has already arrived at my boundary and my scope.
我想大概他应该已经动身，已经离开他家了。
So I think probably most likely he has already left his house.
所以弟兄姊妹，这里的暗示很清楚的。
Therefore, the hint here is very clear.
自从无花果树发嫩长叶以后，我们应该知道说我们的主很快 swiftly 就要来到我们这里。
And we know that when the branch of the fig tree has already become tender and puts forth leaves, we know that the Lord will come very swiftly.
但是我们的主怕我们的话听不，怕我们把主的话听不清楚。
However, the Lord is afraid that we did not hear His words clearly.
你的眼睛所注意的就是以色列。
Because our eyes would be fixated on the nation of Israel.
因为以色列发嫩长叶，然后我们知道是主很快就要回来。
Because we know that Israel has already become tender and puts forth leaf, then we know the Son of Man is coming.
其实我们的主是用以色列来告诉我们现在什么时辰了。
In reality, God was only using Israel to tell us the timing of His coming.
到了晚上。
At night time.
你怎么知道现在是几更天呢？
How do you know which watch of the night it is?
所以以赛亚二十一章给我们看见另外一个告诉我们到底现在什么时辰。
Therefore, Isaiah chapter 21 tells us what is the watch of the night.
那个预言是关于杜马的预言。
That is an oracle concerning Duma.
那个预言是关于以实玛利后裔的预言。
That's an oracle concerning the descendants of Ishmael.
我们知道说，等到以实玛利的神应许以实玛利能够成为大国的时候。
We know that when the promise that the descendants of Israel would become a great nation is fully realized.
所以从西尔那里就有声音出来了。
Therefore, there would be a voice coming out from Seir.
现在你可以知道到底晚上是多久，到底夜更是几时了。
Now you know what watch of the night it would be.
结果声音告诉我们说，清晨、星辰、早晨将到。
Therefore, the Bible says morning comes.
因为那个离开我们主第一次来的时候。已经不过只有六十几年了。
Because at that point, it's only 60 more years before our Lord would come the first time.
所以我们知道说，等到你看见以实玛利的国成为大国的时候。
So we know that when you see that the descendants of Israel would become a great nation.
你知道说，我们的主很快就来到了。
We know that our Lord would come swiftly.
最多等62年。
At the outmost, it's only 62 years.
也许我们的这果然，我们的主就降生在伯利恒。
And true to the words, our Lord would be born in Bethlehem.
对于以实玛利的后裔
，to the descendants of Ishmael,
他们白天奔驰在沙漠里面。
they are galloping in the desert in the day.
这是个炎热的世界。
This is the scorching heat.
只有到晚上太阳下山以后。
Only after nighttime, after dusk.
黑夜变成那样的美丽。
Then the nighttime becomes beautiful.
当月亮弯弯照在整片的沙漠上的时候。
When the narrow crescent is shining upon the entire desert.
这个就是以实玛利人的世，以实玛利就以实玛利后裔的世界。
This is the time of the descendants of Ishmael.
在白天
In the daytime,
你看见无花果树
You see the fig tree.
在晚上
In the nighttime,
你看见弯弯的月亮
You see the crescent moon.
但是不管怎么样
But regardless,
以色列也好，阿拉伯人也好
Whether it's the Israelites or the Arabs,
啊，以撒的后裔也好，或者以实玛利的后裔也好
Whether it's the descendants of Isaac or the descendants of Ishmael,
不管他们的故事是什么样的故事。
Regardless of their stories,
这里给我们看见
here it shows us,
他一旦动身就很快的就来到
Once he has started his journey, he will come swiftly.
故事是从无花果树开始的
The story commenced with the fig tree.
你只要看见以色列一旦复国了，你知道主很快就要来到
Once you see that the nation of Israel has been restored, you know that the Lord will come swiftly.
但是不要忘记
But don't forget,
在路加福音二十一章的时候
in Luke chapter 21,
主不只说无花果树
the Lord did not only refer to the fig tree,
主还说各样的树
the Lord also referred to all the trees.
如果无花果树发嫩长叶是代表以色列要复国的话
if the fact that the branch of the fig tree has already become tender and puts forth leaf,
那就告诉我们说
the restoration of the nation of Israel.
有一些圣经里面所记载的古国
Therefore, it would show us that a lot of the ancient nations described in the Bible
已经走入历史了
They have gone into history.
就好像以色列曾经这个国家走入历史一样
It's just like the nation of Israel that had been disappeared into history.
大概过了两千年以后，你看见无花果树果然发嫩长叶了
And then you see, finally, after 2,000 years, the fig tree has become tender and puts forth leaves.
如果无花果树发嫩长叶是指的以色列复国来说的话
If the fact that the fig tree has already become tender and puts forth leaves is referring to the restoration of the nation of Israel.
那就告诉我们说，在圣经里面有圣经里所记载的当初和以色列人对峙的那些国家要重新的抬头。
And this also means that all those ancient nations that were opposing Israel in the past would also rise up.
所以我们知道1948年以后
Therefore, we know that after 1948,
我们主很快就要来到
Our Lord will come swiftly.
所以所有圣经里面关乎那一段时间的预言很快就要应验
Therefore, all the prophecies referring to that period of time will be realized very swiftly.
所以在过去的60年里面
So in the past 60 years,
我们亲眼看见圣经里面几个重大的预言在我们的眼前应验了
We see that several prophecies that are very important have been realized in front of our physical eyes.
所以现在我们明白了
Therefore, now we understand.
不管以色列好像时钟一样告诉我们什么时候
Even regardless of whether the Israel were telling us time as a clock,
在圣经里面
in the Bible,
不止无花果树
not only the fig tree is being used,
枯干了，有一天又发嫩长叶
the fig tree would be withered and then it would still put out leaves.
现在我们要找圣经里面的树
Now we need to look for the books in the Bible.
圣经里面除了无花果树之外
So we need to look for other trees in the Bible other than the fig tree.
有没有一棵树也是代表国家的
Is there another tree that represents nations?
而它的情形，那棵树好像枯干了，好像被砍掉了。
And that tree would be as if it's cut off and withered.
但是过了一段时间，根据神圣经的预言说，它有一天要长起来了。
However, according to the prophecy in the Bible, it would still grow up again.
已经走入历史。
Something that has some nation that has already disappeared in history.
但是在主回来以前
However, before the Lord would come back,
以色列国怎样复国
As the nation of Israel has been restored,
这些的古国的势力又重新抬头
The powers of these ancient nations would also be empowered.
所以弟兄姊妹
Therefore, brothers,
现在你们明白吗
Now you see,
我们要问说到底各样的树是哪些树呢
We need to know what the references to all the trees are.
但是我们要先找到一棵树。
However, we first have to find this one tree.
圣经是明明告诉我们它是一棵树。
The Bible would have to tell us that clearly it is one tree.
它又代表一个国家。
And it also represents a nation.
而且那个树的命运就好像无花果树的命运一样。
And that enigma about that tree would also be similar to the enigma of the fig tree.
不是枯干了，就是被砍掉了。
It's either withering or it has been cut off.
结果经过一段时间以后。
Ultimately, after a period of time.
圣经说它要重新发芽的。
The Bible says it would put out leaves.
到那个时候，你知道夏天近了。
At that time, you know summer is near.
到那个时候，你知道人子已经站在门口了。
At that time, you would know the Son of God is at the doors.
不止以色列的故事告诉你说主站在门口了。
Not only would the story of Israel tell you that God is at the doors.
当你看见另外一棵树起来的时候，你知道主真的在门口。
When you see that another tree has also risen up, then you know that the Lord is at the doors.
到底圣经有没有记载这样一棵树呢？
So in reality, did the Bible record such a tree?
我们来看但以理书第四章。
Let's look at chapter 10 in Daniel.
但以理书第四章。
Oh, chapter 4 in the book of Daniel.
第十节
Verse 10
我这个我就指着尼布加尼撒王说的、
I this refers to King Nebuchadnezzar
我们知道尼布加尼撒王就等于是巴比伦王
We know that King Nebuchadnezzar equates the King of Babylon
他好像中国的秦始皇一样
He is like the Qin Emperor in China
那他有一天做梦
One day King Nebuchadnezzar had a dream
那现在又是但以理要替他解梦
And here Daniel is going to explain the dream to him
他说我看见地当中有一棵树第十节第四章
As I was looking, behold, there was a tree in the midst of the earth
那树健长而且坚固高得顶天从地极都能看见
And its height was great The tree grew large and became strong And its height reached to the sky And it was visible to the end of the whole earth
叶子华美果子甚多可做众生的食物以田野的走兽卧在荫下天空的飞鸟宿在枝上凡有血气的都从这树得食
Its foliage was beautiful and its fruit abundant and in it was food for all The beasts of the field found shade under it and the birds of the sky dwelt in its branches and all living creatures fed themselves from it
然后第十三节
Then verse 13
我在床上脑中的意象见有一位守望的圣者从天而降。
I was looking in the visions in my mind as I lay on my bed, and behold, an angelic watcher, a holy one, descended from heaven.
大声呼叫说：“伐倒这树，砍下枝子，摇掉叶子，抛散果子，使走兽离开树下，飞鸟躲开树枝。”
Chop down the tree and cut off its branches.Strip off his foliage and scatter his fruit. Let the beasts flee from under it and the birds from his branches.
那特别注意第十五节。
Particularly pay attention to verse 15.
树墩却要留在地内。
Yet leave the stump with its roots in the ground.
用铁圈和铜圈箍住在田野的青处草中让天露滴湿使它与地上的兽一同吃草。
But with a band of iron and bronze around it, in the new grass of the field, and let him be drenched with the dew of heaven, and let him share with the beasts in the grass of the earth.
使他的心改变不如人心，给他一颗兽心，使他经过七起。
Let his mind be changed from that of a man, and let a beast's mind be given to him, and let seven periods of time pass over him.
好，我想我们为了时间，我们很快地解释一下这个梦是怎么一回事。
Due to our time constraint, let's explain this dream quickly.
原来尼布加尼撒王所做的梦乃是个预言。
The dream of Nebuchadnezzar was indeed a prophecy.
因为但以理替尼布加尼撒解释他第一个梦的时候。
When Daniel explained the first dream of King Nebuchadnezzar to him.
他看见有个巨人的像。
He saw a great statue.
头是金的。
The head is made of gold.
胸部是银的。
And his breast is made of silver.
肚腹是铜的。
The middle part is made of silver and bronze.
腿是铁的。
and its legs are made of iron.
然后到了脚，然后到了脚趾头。
And then it gets to the foot and the toes.
所以这个时候，但以理就解释那个梦。
Therefore, at that time, Daniel explained the dream.
原来金银铜铁乃是代表历史上将要兴起的四个大的帝国。
Because gold, silver, bronze, and iron would represent four major empires that would be listed in the Bible.
巴比伦帝国。
The Babylonian Empire.
波斯帝国。
The Persian Empire.
希腊帝国。
The Greek Empire.
还有罗马帝国。
And the Roman Empire.
我们知道，当但以理描当说这个预言的时候，还是巴比伦帝国的时候。
When Daniel explained this prophecy, it was still under the Babylonian kingdom.
所以这是整个乃整个大这个尼布加内撒所做的梦，乃是个很重要的预言。
Therefore, the dream of King Nebuchadnezzar was a very important prophecy.
告诉我们这个世界从巴比伦帝国开始。
It shows us that the world would start with the Babylonian kingdom.
一直到主回来的时候。
Until the Lord's return.
这个世界大概要发生什么样的事？
What approximately would take place during that period?
所以可以说从巴比伦帝国开始一直到主回来。
So in other words, from the Babylonian kingdom till the return of the
Lord. 如果你要知道世界的大事。
If you want to know major events of the world.
大概给我们一个轮廓。
If you want to know the major framework.
那个轮廓就是巴比伦，就是尼布加内撒所看见那个像。
The major framework would be that statue that King Nebuchadnezzar had seen.
然后。然后但以理就对但尼布加尼撒说
Subsequently, Daniel said to King Nebuchadnezzar,
你就是那个金头。
You are that golden head.
弟兄姊妹明白吗
Brothers and sisters, do you understand?
等一等下面讲的银的时候说第二个国。
When it talks about silver, it's a second nation.
所以表示金的部分是一个帝国，银的部分也是一个帝国。
Therefore, when it talks about gold, it represents one empire, and then when it talks about silver, it's another empire.
但是因为尼布加尼撒是巴比伦的元首。
However, because King Nebuchadnezzar is the head of Babylonian kingdom.
他代表整个巴比伦帝国。
He represented the entire Babylonian kingdom.
所以这里说你就是那个金头。
Therefore, Daniel said, "You are that." The head made of gold.
所以金头一面指巴比伦，指着尼布加尼撒，一面也指着巴比伦帝国来说的。
So the head of gold refers to both the Babylonian kingdom as well as King Nebuchadnezzar.
到第七章也是如此。
And in the same manner in chapter 7.
等到但以理看见有四只兽从地中海上来的时候。
When Daniel saw four beasts coming out of the Mediterranean Sea.
那么圣灵给我们看见，你怎么解释这四个兽呢？
The Holy Spirit teaches us how to explain these four beasts.
一面说这四个兽乃代表四个王。
On one hand, these four beasts could represent four kings.
但同时也告诉我们这个四只兽代表四个大的帝国。
At the same time, these four beasts could also represent four great empires.
所以当我们读到但以理书的时候，我们非常的清楚的。
So when we read the book of Daniel, we're very clear.
当你看见尼布加尼撒，你就看见巴比伦帝国。
When you see King Nebuchadnezzar, you would see the Babylonian kingdom.
你看见巴比伦帝国，你就看见尼布加尼撒。
When you see the Babylonian kingdom, you would see King Nebuchadnezzar.
那么他刚才所做的那个梦
，and the dream that King Nebuchadnezzar just
后来怎么样会是预言呢
？How could it become a prophecy eventually?
因为那棵树就是指着尼布加尼撒说的。
Because that tree refers to King Nebuchadnezzar.
给我们看见尼布加尼撒借着整个巴比伦那棵树，远远就都能看见。
Because through King Nebuchadnezzar, through that tree, you can see far, afar.
他太骄傲了。
Because he was so prideful.
有一天，他走在巴比伦这个宫殿的屋顶上的时候。
One day, and as he was walking on the rooftop of his palace,
他看见他所建造的巴比伦。
He saw this Babylon that he has constructed.
他的骄傲达到了顶点。
And his pride reaches the utmost.
就在他自己的话还没有说完以前。
Before he could even finish his sentence.
忽然间神经错乱。
Suddenly, something wrong happened.
神经错乱。
Suddenly, he had he became confused in his mental ability.
所以因为这个缘故，他一下子神经错乱了有七期之久。
Therefore, his mental illness would last 7 periods.
然后他就他的国位离开他，他就被到了旷野里面，而且和其他的野兽一样一同吃草。
And then his kingship would depart from him, and he would go to the wilderness to eat grass with other beasts.
过了七期以后
，After 7 periods,
圣经告诉我们说
，The Bible tells us
他的聪明又回到他来， 又回到尼布加尼撒。
His wisdom was restored to him.
当一个人聪明的时候。
When a man is wise.
这个时候尼布加尼撒就开始赞美天上独一的真神。
At that time, King Nebuchadnezzar started to praise the one and only true God in the heavens.
你怎么知道他回到他自己了呢？
How do you know he has returned to himself?
因为现在他开始认识宇宙中独一的真神。
Because at this time, he started to realize there is that one true God in the universe.
所以这个预言要应验在尼布加尼撒身上。
Therefore, this prophecy would be fulfilled in King Nebuchadnezzar.
意思是告诉我们说，他有一天自高自大，结果他就发疯了。
Which says that King Nebuchadnezzar would exalt himself so much and he would go mad.
那结果现在你看见他维持那个疯狂的状态，大概有七期之久。
And he would remain to be mad for 7 periods.
结果有一天
，Ultimately one day.
最后他又恢复了他的神智。
Ultimately, his senses came back to him.
他就把荣耀归给神。
And he gave glory to God.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
这是预言。
This is a prophecy.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
因为你就是那个金头。
Because you are that head made of fine gold.
你就是巴比伦。
Because you are Babylon.
所以一面给我们看见在尼布加那一生，他曾经错乱过，曾经疯狂过。
Therefore, in King Nebuchadnezzar, we see that there used to be confusion and a madness.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为圣经告诉我们，虽然那个树被砍伐了，
even though the Bible says, even though the tree was chopped down,
树虽然倒下来了，
even though the tree has fallen down,
树墩还有留着，
the stump has been preserved.
如果树墩留着，
if the stump has been preserved,
有一天还要发嫩长芽，
one day it will become tender and put down.
有一天要重新走入历史。
One day it would re-enter into history.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Therefore, dear brothers,
当我们的主说无花果树和其他的树
，When our Lord was referring to the fig tree and all other trees,
如果你要找到其他的树和以这个无花果树同样一个命运的话
，If you want to find the same commandment about the fig tree and all other trees,
你能找到另外一棵树就是巴比伦帝国。
You can find this other tree, which is the Babylonian kingdom.
你看见无花果树代表以色列国。
You see that the fig tree represents the nation of Israel.
从根开始枯干。
It is withered from the roots up.
所以以色列走入历史了。
Therefore, this nation disappeared into history.
到了1948年的时候。
Until 1948.
你看见它才重新的站起来了。
You see that the nation of Israel started to rise up again.
如果这样的话。
If it is done in this manner.
那是什么意思？
What does it mean?
就是等到巴比伦帝国走入历史。
When the Babylonian kingdom disappeared into history,
等到那棵树被砍倒在地上，
and when that tree was chopped down to the earth,
神告诉天使说，
God tells the angels,
你要把树墩留着，
preserve the stumps.
经过七期以后，
after 7 periods,
你看见它要重新发芽，
it will bring forth the shoots again.
所以弟兄姊妹，
therefore brothers and sisters,
你读圣经很清楚。
If you read the Bible, it'll be very clear.
有两棵树的命运几乎是一样的。
There are the destiny of these two trees that are almost identical.
被咒诅了。
It's been cursed.
枯干了。
It's withered.
或者砍倒，剩下树墩了。
It's been cut off, and only the stump is left.
但是有一天
，However, one day,
发嫩长芽。
It will become tender and put forth leaves.
如果你看见这两件事发生的话
，If you see these two things occur,
如果一件，你说这可能碰巧，是不是？
If there's only one occurs, then you say this is coincidence.
现在如果是两件事摆在一起，
However, if these two events are
而且是手连手的话，
and if they're interconnected,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
现在你就知道说，
now you know,
如果主已经站在门口了，
if the Lord is already at the doors,
就大概已经动身了，
he has probably started his journey.
亲爱，请我们记得，
dear beloved,
please
remember,
he will come swiftly.
He will come swiftly.
在你想不到的时候。
At a time that you do not know,
主就要回来了。
The Lord will return.
所以弟兄姊妹，
therefore, brothers and sisters,
现在你明白吗？
Now you see,
如果我们来读圣经的预言的话，
when we study the parables, prophecies in the Bible,
你觉得非常叫人吃惊的一件事。
You find this amazing thing.
这棵树，巴比伦这棵树是怎么倒下的？
How was the tree of Babylon been falling?
是波斯帝国叫它躺下。
It was chopped down by the Persian Empire.
是古列将军 Cyrus 把整个江山的颜色从金的变成银的。
So therefore, General Cyrus turned the whole kingdom from gold to silver.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见在主前539年，巴比伦正式走入历史。
So you see that in 539 BC, the Babylonian kingdom formally disappeared into history.
但是神说把那个树墩要留住。
However, God says preserve the stump.
经过七期以后
，After seven periods,
他要重新抬头。
He will rise his head up again.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我要问大家
，I want to ask you all.
今天的伊拉克就是过去的巴比伦。
The Iraq of today is the Babylon of ancient days.
今天的伊朗就是。过去的波斯
today's Iran is actually the Persia of before.
所以我们知道说
Therefore we know
古时候是波斯今天是伊朗
In the ancient times it was Persia, now is Iran.
古时候是伊拉克古时候是巴比伦今天是伊拉克
In the old times it was referred to as Babylon, now is referred to as Iraq.
我们知道198几年的时候有一个战争是很无聊的战争打了八年
We know that there's a Persian Gulf War in the 1980s that was meaning.
No, 不是，有，不是。有一个战争是八年的战争。
There is a war that lasted 8 years.
是无聊的战争，没有意义的战争。
It is a meaningless war.
那个战争叫做两伊的战争，就是伊拉克跟伊兰的战争。
It was the Persian Gulf War between Iran and Iraq.
那个是198几年的时候发生的事。
It's happening in the 1980s.
打了八年。
It lasted 8 years.
西方的国家就站在伊拉克这边。
The Western countries took the sides with Iraq.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为伊朗说美国是大撒旦，以色列是小撒旦。
Because Iran says America is the great Satan and Israel is the little Satan.
虽然美国也不喜欢伊拉克。
Even though America did not care for Iraq.
但是两害之间取其轻。
But you have to pick the lesser of two evils.
所以自然大家就帮助了伊拉克。
So naturally, we helped Iraq.
所以八年战争下来。
So after 8 years of war.
伊拉克就成为全世界陆军国家的第五位。
So Iraq had the fifth largest military power in the world.
稀奇不稀奇呢
？Isn't this amazing? 好，
现在我们问一个问题。
Now we want to ask this question.
两伊战争是在1980几年的打的。
This Persian Gulf War took place in the 1980s.
其实这不是第一次的两伊战争。
But this is not the first war between Iran and Iraq.
这是第二次。
This is the second war.
两伊战争是在公元前539年那一年已经打过了。
The first Persian Gulf War took place in 539 BC.
那一次巴比伦就被打败了。
At that time, Babylon was stricken.
那棵树就被砍下来了。
And that tree was chopped down.
但是不要忘记。
However, do not forget.
那个树墩还留着。
But the stump has been preserved.
等到两伊战争以后。
After the Persian Gulf Wars.
我们知道伊拉克就壮大起来了。
We know that Iraq has become empowered.
结果我们亲眼全世界有两次的两伊的战争。
Therefore, we witnessed two Persian Gulf Wars.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and
sisters, 如果巴比伦要重新抬头的话
If Babylon has to raise his head again,
那是什么意思呢
What does it mean?
这个很明显给我们看见
So evidently, we can see that.
我们知道，我很明显的，我们晓得一件事
Clearly, we know one thing.
就是等到时候到的时候
When the time comes.
你看见那一棵树要重新发芽。
That tree will become tender and puts forth leaves.
所以弟兄姊妹
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
这什么意思呢
What does this mean?
这是告诉我们，虽然留下树墩
It tells us that even though the stump has been preserved,
但是无花果树发嫩长叶的时候
But when the fig tree becomes tender and puts forth leaves,
那是1948年的事
That took place in 1948.
等到198几年的时候
But in the 1980s,
全世界就看见
The entire world would witness.
巴比伦的势力就借着今天的伊拉克又壮大起来了。
The power of Babylon was emboldened through today's Iraq.
大家读圣经的时候
，When we read the Bible，
你就发现你读耶利米书跟但以理书不一样。
When you study Jeremiah, it's different as when you're reading Daniel.
耶利米书讲到巴比伦的预言，都是讲到已经走入历史的。
Whenever there are prophecies in the book of Jeremiah, it also talks about things in the past.
所以很多的预言都已经应验了。
So many, many prophecies have been fulfilled.
但是以赛亚书特别13章讲到巴比伦的时候。
However, when Isaiah particularly mentioned Babylon,
请大家注意一件事。
Please pay attention to this.
那里不再是讲到历史的巴比伦。
It was not only referring to the historical Babylon.
那里讲的巴比伦，马上讲到耶和华的日子。
When it talks about Babylon, it immediately says the day of the Lord.
所以那个巴比伦是末日的巴比伦。
Therefore, that Babylon is referring to the Babylon in the end times.
所以大家仔细回去去读以赛亚书第十三章。
So if you go back and read chapter 13 of Isaiah,
尤其前面一段的圣经
，especially the first portion of that chapter,
很生动的描写大概第一次波斯湾战争的情形。
It describes very vividly the first Persian Gulf War.
你知道伊拉克和谁打仗呢？
Do you know who Iraq was fighting?
有一般的军队是从远天边过来，从天那边过来的。
There are some armies from the sky.
那从很远的地方。
From a far away.
所以你就知道，美国对伊拉克来讲，好像正从天边过来一样。
So you see that America was from far away, as if it descended from the sky.
但是不管怎么样，你读但以理，你读以赛亚十三章的时候。
Regardless, when you read chapter 13 of Isaiah,
那毫无疑问的是告诉我们，主回来以前，你看见巴比伦有个战争。
Without a doubt, you will see that the Lord has told us there's going to be another war in Babylon. There's a war in Persian Gulf.
这个巴比伦乃是末日的巴比伦。
This Babylon is the Babylon of the end times.
现在问题来了。
Here's the rub.
如果巴比伦真的完全走入历史的话，
If Babylon has totally disappeared into history,
怎么会有末日的巴比伦？
How would there be another Babylon in the end times?
主的预言给我们很清楚的解释。
Therefore, the prophecy of the Lord gives us a very clear explanation.
不光是无花果树要发嫩长叶。
Not only would the fig tree become tender and put forth leaves.
各样的树。
All the trees.
尤其在圣经里能找到一棵树，很明显指着巴比伦来说。
Particular that tree that refers to Babylon in the Bible.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
当这件事发生的时候。
When this thing happened.
你就知道说我们的主已经在门。
We know that our Lord is at the doors.
所以现在让我们好好的思想一下。
So here, let us ponder.
如果巴比伦，末日的巴比伦。
If the Babylon of the end times.
圣经明明讲到，在主回来以前有巴比伦。
The Lord clearly says, before the Lord comes again, there will be a Babylon.
你如果好好读启示录。
If you read the book of Revelation
读到十八章的时候。
When you get to chapter 18 of
the book of Revelation. 巴比伦倾倒了，倾倒了。
Babylon has fallen, fallen.
那个时候，在伊拉克有一个城是全世界的金融中心之一。
At that time, there was a city in Iraq that was the center of the financial world.
就好像今天杜拜一样。
It's like Dubai.
所以很明显的，那里有一座城实实在在的站在中东这个地方。
There is materially a city in the Middle East.
主说巴比伦倾倒了，倾倒了。
And the Lord said, Babylon has fallen and fallen.
这不是历史的巴比伦。
This is not the Babylon in history.
这是主回来以前的巴比伦。
This is the Babylon before the Lord's second return.
如果巴比伦走入历史，怎么还会倾倒呢？
So if Babylon has disappeared into history, how could it be fallen again?
所以恳切根据主的话。
Therefore, according to the word of the Lord.
不关无花果树要发嫩长叶。
Not only would the fig tree become tender and put forth leaves.
你看见说，连伊拉克，连今天巴比伦的势力也要重新抬。
You see that even today, Babylon's power would rise up again.
它曾经震惊全世界。
Babylon has shaken the whole world.
我们在我们的客厅里面，我们看过两伊的战争。
In our living rooms, we have seen the Persian Gulf War.
那个惨烈的情形。
It was so rigorous.
但是不管怎么样。
Regardless.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你知道吗？海山萨达胡塞曾经成为回教世界的英雄。
You know that Saddam Hussein used to be the hero of the Muslim world.
在伊拉克那，在伊拉克，他们建造了一个清真寺。
In Iraq, they put up a mosque.
那个样子就好像火箭的样子，就好像飞弹的样子一样。
The mosque looks like a rocket, a missile.
为什么？
Why?
因为虽然伊拉克打败了。
Even though Iraq did not win the war.
他说我们打赢了。
It acted as if it has won the war.
因为他说美国人打伊拉克就好像大人打小孩一样。
Because it says that America attacking Iraq is just like an adult hitting a
child. 你把这个小朋友打得鼻青眼肿。
Even though you hit the child really, really badly.
哎，结果海山还是坐在他的位置上。
And then in reality, Saddam Hussein is still sitting at his.
这个老布希是把海山打败了。
So even though the first Bush has defeated Saddam Hussein.
结果老布希反而被别人打败了。
And the first Bush actually was defeated by other people.
然后来个小布希王子不愁记，结果他又上来了。
And therefore there is a second Bush, and this is Hamlet again.
他们骄傲得很。
They are very proud.
我们小孩打不过大人。
We are children, we cannot win over the...
打了半天我们输了还是赢的。
Even though we have lost the war, we have won.
中国人说这叫阿 Q 精神。
The Chinese people are saying that this is just your
comfort yourself. 但伊朗人一个阿克人他们觉得是真的。
However, the Iraqis think that this is true.
但是不管怎么样弟兄姊妹。
Regardless.
你看见伊拉克居然敢向全世界挑战。
You see that Iraq has the dare to challenge the whole world.
结果有两次波斯湾的战争。
Therefore, two Persian Gulf wars took place.
你我不能够不承认说。
You and I cannot but confess.
你看见说，果然那棵树已经重新抬头了。
That tree has already risen up again.
更稀奇的一件事。
The more amazing thing is.
你知道巴比伦城已经重建了。
You know that the city of Babylon has been rebuilt.
如果你们今天敢坐飞机到这个巴格达的话
，If you dare to take a flight to Baghdad,
大概你坐车子大概五十分钟就到了巴比伦。
You can take a car ride and you would reach Babylon.
海山用6000个砖头把旧巴比伦重新盖起来。
Saddam Hussein used 6,000 bricks to rebuild Babylon.
尼布加尼撒的巴比伦城，当他躺在地上，你可以看见尼布加尼撒的名字。
When you for the Babylon that King Nebuchadnezzar has built, when you lay it on the ground, you could see his name, Nebuchadnezzar.
在今天你所能看见那个巴比伦城。
Today, when you see the city of Babylon,
大概每六块砖上面就有萨旦胡塞的名字。
Every six bricks would contain the name of Saddam Hussein.
所以今天我们知道，曾经有一度在伊拉克政府，它有个大的徽章，上面有两个头。
Therefore, at one point in the Iraqi government, they have this emblem with two busts.
一个头是尼布加尼撒，另外一个头就是萨达胡塞。
One bust is the King Nebuchadnezzar, another bust is Saddam Hussein.
他有一个博物馆。
And there's also a museum.
你一进去，你看见这一面的像是尼布加尼撒的像，那边是萨达胡塞的像。
In the museum, on this side you see the statue of King Nebuchadnezzar. On the other side, you see the statue of Saddam Hussein.
那幅画的尼布加尼撒就对海山笑笑。
And then there's There's a portrait of King Nebuchadnezzar smiling across the museum to the portrait of Saddam Hussein.
你做得非常非常好。你做得很好啊。
This is very well done.
你做事我放心。
Whatever King Hussein has done, Saddam Hussein has done, King Nebuchadnezzar is assured.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
你觉得稀奇不稀奇？
Are you not amazed by
that? 而且在整个建造的过程里。
And then throughout the entire construction.
中国人有贡献。
The Chinese people have contributed.
怎么回事？你查这个 internet 就可以了。
You can look it up in the internet.
今天讲到很辛苦，你知道吗？
Today is very hard for me to.
你上面讲，他下面就查，就用 iPhone 就查起来。
Because I would be preaching up here in the pulpit, and you guys are googling down there.
但是不管怎么样的。
Regardless.
你就晓得说，的的确确，巴比伦是已曾经重新抬头。
Truly, truly, Babylon's power has risen up.
那你说巴比伦不是伊拉克不是打了败仗吗？
Then you say, didn't Iraq lose the war?
神的话不会错的。
But the word of God would never fail.
日本打了败仗。
Japan has lost the war.
德国打了败仗。
Germany has lost the war.
日本为什么要侵略？德国为什么要侵略？
Why would Japan invade and why would Germany invade?
他自己没有资源嘛。
Because neither of these countries have its own resources.
最后被打败了以后。
So after it has lost the war,
他不需要发展武器。
They did not need to develop weapons.
他把所有的精神就集中在发展他的经济。
They have focused all their attention on their economy.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
虽然他们被打败了。
Even though they have lost the war.
但请大家记得。
But remember.
今天曾经战败的日本和曾经战败的德国是世界的经济强。
The Japan and the Germany that have lost the war are now the superpowers in the world's economy.
美国人非常爱国的。
Americans are very patriotic.
中国人也很爱国的。
The Chinese are very patriotic.
由我们怎么样都不用日本货。
So we would not use goods from Japan.
尤其中国人感觉很深的。
Because the Chinese people have been deeply touched.
但是很稀奇。
But amazingly.
在美国的街道上，日本车满到处都跑。
In America, all over all the streets and highways, there are Japanese cars.
你照相 click click 的时候，都是日本的照相机。
Every time you use a camera to click photographs, it's Japanese cameras.
你要看电视或者什么的，很多都是日本的产品。
And you want to watch the TV? It's all made in Japan.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
日本有一个力量，虽然被打败了
，Japan has this power, even though it has lost the war.
它今天可以进到你的厨房。
It can enter into your kitchen.
它可以进到你的客厅。
Japan can enter into your living
room. 你到哪里，它跟你到哪里。
Wherever you go, Japan will follow you.
我要问弟兄姊妹。
I need to ask you,
你看见吗？
Sisters,
虽然美国打赢了。
Even though America has won the war,
为什么他土地上到处都被日本车子侵略呢？
Why are Japanese cars being invading the American territory all over?
弟兄姊妹，你现在明白吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you understand?
今天伊拉克
Today is Iraq.
虽然战败了
Even though it has lost its war,
现在他不需要花大钱替萨达胡森来盖别墅了，不需要了。
It did not need to spend a lot of money on a building special palaces.
而且它是石油产量富有的国家。
It is also a country full of crude oil resources.
除了沙特阿拉伯，就是伊拉克。
Other than Saudi Arabia, Iraq has very good oil reserves.
你想想看
，Think about it.
它虽然失败了
，Even though it has lost the war,
用它的资源
，because of its resources.
如果它真的把伊拉克重新建立起来的话
，If the nation of this Iraq is being rebuilt,
你就能看见有一天，果然巴比伦。就成为世界金融中心之一了。
One day you will see the kingdom of Babylon will become the financial center of the world.
你说我很难想象。
You say I cannot imagine this.
你买个飞机票到杜拜就可以了。
Just buy a plane ticket to Dubai.
杜拜啊，很多的这个旅馆都是好六星级的旅馆。
Dubai has a lot of six-star hotels.
那有一个人住三天四天就跑出来了。
One person stayed there for three, four nights.
他花了很多钱，结果还要逃出来。
He has spent a lot of money and he's escaping.
他说啊，那个墙壁都是金的，太耀眼，我受不了了。
Because all the walls are made of gold and it's too glittery to him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
今天在巴比伦那一带
，Today in the region of Babylon,
已经有一座城叫做 Dubai.
There is already a city called Dubai.
现在全世界最高的楼就在。
The tallest building in the world is located in
Dubai. 他说不，我要再等一等，再过几年我还盖更大的，一英里高的。
And Dubai says I'm going to build another building that is another mile taller than.
那就是台北101大楼的两倍那么高。
That would be twice the height of this tallest building in Taipei called
101 Tower. 你到了那里，你不是要看日落吗
？When you go there, don't you have to see the dawn?
结果你看见日落多么美丽。
And you see the dust very beautiful.
然后你坐那个电梯一直到最高的地方。
And you can take the elevator all the way to the top.
你可以看见第二次太阳下山。
You can see the sun comes down again, second time.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters.
根据圣经
，According to the Bible.
全世界最高的楼
，The tallest building in the world.
就是巴别塔。
It's the Tower of Babel.
而那个巴别塔就在巴比伦。
And the Tower of Babel is located in the scope of Babylon.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
让我们记得
Let us remember.
如果你只注意以色列的话
If you only focus on Israel,
你差一点就搬到以色列去了，不是吗？你差一点搬到以色列去，你要帮助以色列。
You almost would move to Israel to help Israel.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
以色列给不过是无花果树
Israel is merely the fig tree.
你看见以实玛利的后裔也不过。是像一个石，告诉你大概是几根田。
But even the descendants of Ishmael is only just telling you the watch and the night.
但重要的讯息是什么
？But what is the important message？
我一旦动身，我很快的就来到。
Once I've started my journey, I will come swiftly.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Therefore, brothers and sisters，
现在很清楚。
Here you can see very clearly.
你看看以色列，你知道主很快就要回来了。
You look at Israel and you know the Lord is coming soon.
你打开报纸。
You open your newspaper.
你看见那世界的局势，你也知道主很快就要回来。
And you see these world events, and you know the Lord is coming soon.
你说我们怎么知道呢
？You say, how do we know?
哎，刚才我们不是讲到那个大树、那个大象吗
？Didn't we mention this great statue earlier?
那个大象主要是讲的这个世界的大事。
That statue refers to major world events in the world.
因为以色列是独居的民，所以不列在万国之中。
Because the nation of Israel is a standalone nation, so it's not listed among all the nations.
圣经只要讲万国，就指的全世界。
So when the Bible refers to all the nations, it refers to all the world.
圣经只要讲万国，就是外邦人。
So when the Bible refers to all the nations, it refers to Gentiles.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
现在你看以色列，你知道主很快就回来了。
When you see Israel, you know the Lord is coming swiftly.
但如果你知道我们的主，我圣灵在但以理书给我们看见另外一个很清楚的一幅图画。
However, you see another picture being very vividly, clearly portrayed in the book of Daniel.
你就知道说什么时候主很快就要回来了。
Then you know when the Lord is coming swiftly.
那日子那是什么我们不知道。
That day and that hour, no one knows.
所以大概什么时候、什么样的情形，主应该很快就来，这个我们知道。
But approximately, what circumstances it would be, that we know.
这个主刻意让我们知道。
That the Lord deliberately wants to know.
所以马太福音二十四章。
Therefore, in Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24.
所以路加福音二十一章。
Therefore, there is chapter 21 in the Gospel
of Luke. 所以但以理书第二章。
There is chapter 2 in the book of Daniel.
给我们看见人类历史从巴比伦帝国开始。
It shows that the human race starts with the Babylonian kingdom.
然后波斯帝国。
And then the Persian empire.
然后希腊大帝国。
And then the Greek empire.
然后罗马帝国。
And then the Roman empire.
主耶稣就降生在罗马帝国的版图里。
And the Lord was born in the territory of the Roman kingdom.
所以从头金到银到铜到铁。
So from the head of gold to silver to bronze to iron.
当你看见大人像的时候。
When you see this gray statue,
你知道但以理书第二章，你知道最重要的点是什么吗？
Do you know what is the most important point in chapter 2 of Daniel?
最重要的点就是，这个他再看一下的时候，
It is when he looked back again.
他看见有一块非人手所造出来、凿出来的石头。
There is a stone that is not made with human hands.
要打在这像半铁半泥脚的脚上，把脚扎碎。
And it would crushes and shatters all things of the foot and the toes.
于是金银铜铁泥都一同砸得粉碎。
Therefore, gold, silver, bronze, and iron would all be crushed to pieces.
然后呢，这个就变成什么？就这个石头就变成一座大山，就充满了天下。
And this rock becomes a great mountain, and it fills the entire earth.
那么弟兄姊妹，
Therefore, brothers and sisters, what does this mean?
所以我们知道但以理就解释了。
Therefore, Daniel explained.
特别讲到最后石头砸在脚上。
Especially when it's referring to the rock crushing the foot.
所以你就知道说。
Therefore, you know.
这是整个人类历史的流程。
Flow chart. This is a flow chart of the entire human history.
你看见从巴比伦帝国开始。
It started with the Babylonian kingdom.
一直到有一块石头来结束整个的世界。
And it would end up with a stone crushing the entire world.
那现在我们要问，那将来会开始一个什么样的世界呢？
Then we'll ask, what is the future world going to be like?
所以，然后等到但以理解释的时候，
As Daniel started to explain,
当那些列王在位的时候，
When all the kings are at their seats,
列王在位什么意思呢？
What does it mean to have all the kings
being seated? 就是那个十个脚趾头的时候，
The ten toes.
因为那个十个脚趾头后来就是十个王。
Those that ten toes became ten kings.
所以当列王在位，就等到你看那个像，一直到十个指头的时候，脚趾头的时候。
When you see the statue now, becomes ten toes.
然后那个时候怎么样？天上的神必另立一个国。
And then there will be another kingdom that would be arise.
No, 天上的神，天上的神。
And the gods in the heavenlies.
那这一点非常重要，天上的神必另立一个国。
And the God of the heavenlies would establish another nation.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
这就是圣经里面天国这个词的来源。
This is the origin of the word the kingdom of God.
这就是为什么施洗约翰对犹太人讲了天国进了，你知道说施洗约翰不需要向他们解释。
This is why when the John the Baptist referred to the kingdom of God is near, the kingdom of God is near.
因为他们都等候有一天弥赛亚来。
Because they are waiting for the Messiah to come.
弥赛亚来所建立的国度就是天国。
The kingdom that Messiah would establish is the kingdom of God.
我们知道这是他们的观念。
We know this is their concept.
这不是新约的观念。
This is not the concept of the New Testament.
但是不管怎么样。
Regardless.
我们知道什么叫天国呢？
We know what is the kingdom of God.
你看见巴比伦帝国。
When you see the Babylonian kingdom,
你看见波斯帝国。
When you see the Persian kingdom,
这都是世上的国。
These are all kingdoms in the world.
等到那块石头砸在这个脚上的时候，
When that stone would crush the foot,
那个石头要充满整个的地，全地变成一座大山了。
And that stone would turn the whole world into a mountain.
那个时候，
At that time,
天国就降临了。
The kingdom of God would appear.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
很自然的在犹太人观念里。
It's very naturally in the concepts of the Jews.
那个石头应该指着弥赛亚说的。
That stone will refer to the Messiah.
所以最后那个所建立的国就是弥赛亚国。
Therefore, the kingdom that is established at the last.
弥赛亚国就是旧约，弥赛亚国就是先知书里面所说的那个所说的这个将来的千禧年 millennium.
And so the kingdom of the Messiah is the millennium referred to in the New Testament.
所以大家就知道。
Therefore we all know.
虽然以色列人他们受了这个巴比伦帝国的压迫。
Even though the Israelites have been oppressed by the
Persians. 然后波斯帝国的逼迫。
And then they've also been oppressed by the Babylonians.
头都抬不起来。
Even though they couldn't even raise their head.
他们有盼望。
They have a hope.
他们等候什么?
What are they waiting for?
他们等候那块石头。
They're waiting for that stone.
只要那块石头来了。
When, as soon as that stone arrives.
就要把金银铜铁砸得粉碎。
God will crush gold, silver, bronze, and iron to pieces.
天国终于来到。
And the kingdom of God finally shows
up. 弥赛亚终于来到。
And Messiah finally arrived.
以色列人不再做尾, 要开始做头。
And the Israelites will not no longer be the end; it will be the head.
他们要做祭司,
they will become priests.
要率领许多的外邦人来朝见神。
They will lead all the many Gentiles to worship.
这就是旧约以色列人他们所等候的弥赛亚。
This is the Messiah that the Jews have been waiting for in the Old Testament.
所以弟兄姊妹,
therefore, brothers and sisters,
现在有两件事我们要记得。
There are two things we have to remember.
第一,
first,
什么时候这个世界结束呢?
When would this world end?
什么时候来到的脚趾头?
When would it reach the toes?
只要列王在位的时候,
when the kings are in their thrones.
你看见那块石头要来, 要把金银铜铁通通砸得粉碎。
Because that stone will crush gold, silver, bronze, and iron to pieces.
这个非常非常非常清楚的。
This is very, very clear indeed.
但是问题在这里。
Here's the rub.
谁是那块石头?
Who is that stone?
主耶稣自己讲得很清楚。
The Lord Jesus has said
very clearly. 如果你请教拉比的话,
if you ask the rabbi,
他不会告诉你说, 这指着主耶稣说, 不会。
They would not say this refers to the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以当马太福音里面,
in the Gospel of Matthew,
我们的主一次讲了这么一段话,
our Lord has once uttered this passage of words.
他说匠人所砌的石头已经成为头块的房角石。
The stones that people have cast out has become the cornerstone.
这些犹太人, 这些法利赛人, 不, 这些法利赛文士和祭司长, 他们都是匠人。
Because the Pharisees, the scribes, and they are all just
他们都是专家，要把犹太教建立起来的。They're
all experts in building Judaism.
结果匠人所砌的那块石头。So
the workers that have cast out that stone.
他们说钉他十字架，钉他十字架。That
was the stone that they say, crucify him, crucify him.
结果要成为头块的房角石。And
that will become the first cornerstone.
你知道一个故事吗?
Do you know the story?
当所罗门盖圣殿的时候。
When Solomon was building the temple,
他们把很多的石头就堆着，就放在一起。
They put a lot of these stone quarries together.
他们建造圣殿的时候,
when they built the temple,
他们发现有一块石头怎么样都不对的。
There's the stone that didn't fit anywhere.
这些人都是匠人。
These are all workers.
匠人都是工程师之类，就是很会建造匠人。
These are all engineers.
所以,
builders, they're builders.
对，所以呢，他们决定这块石头没有用，就把它扔掉了。So
they decided that this rock did not fit anywhere, so they cast it out.
从摩利亚山在山上就把它推，往下推，就推到希伦西谷去。They
pushed the stone from Mount Moriah to the Kidron Valley.
所以最后这个石头就躺在西谷里面。So
ultimately, the stone was laying in the bottom of the valley.
当他们最后把房子盖起，建筑圣殿盖起来的时候。
Ultimately, when they completed the construction of the temple, they decided that no matter what, they are missing one stone. Then they suddenly realized, we had forsaken that stone and put it in the lowest place.
所以后来他们又请人下去，就把那个石头好不容易从下面再推，一直推到圣殿山上。So
they had people go down and take the stone and push it all the way up to Mount Moriah.
果然那块石头是不可以缺少的。
In reality, that was the stone that cannot be missed.
当那块石头就位的时候，整个圣殿就盖起来。When
that stone gets into its place, the entire temple construction ended.
当主耶稣拨完饼以后。
After the Lord has broken his bread,
根据那个时候的习惯，是唱诗篇113篇，一直到118篇。
In the customs of those days, you have to sing Psalm 113 to Psalm 118.
所以当他们唱118篇的时候,
when they were singing Psalm 113,
非常可能他们是走在希伦西谷上。
Very likely they were walking in the Kidron Valley.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
那是个月亮的晚上。
That is a night with the moon.
没有多久主就要到克西马尼园。
Not very soon, the Lord would get to the Garden of Gethsemane. 再没有多久，主就要为我们钉在十字架上。And very quickly, our Lord would hang on the cross for us.
当我们的主和门徒们唱诗篇一百十八篇的时候
，When our Lord was singing Psalm 113,
匠人所砌的石头
，the rock that the builders have forsaken,
要成为头块的方角石
，would become the cornerstone.
主知道
，The Lord knows.
没有几天
，within a few days,
他要听见声音说，钉他十字架。
He would hear people say, crucify him, crucify him.
除掉他，除掉他。
Cast him out, cast him out.
他们果然把我们的主推到山谷里面去。
And as a result, they really did push our Lord into the valley.
三天三夜，我们在地球的最深的地方。
And 3 days and 3 nights, he was in the deepest part of the globe.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
三天以后。
After 3 days.
是神叫他从死里。
It was God who let him rise up from the dead.
把他升为至高。
And he exalted him to the highest.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
圣灵降下。
And the Holy Spirit was poured out.
教会诞生。
And the church was birthed.
难怪彼得说。
No wonder.
匠人所砌的石头已经成为头块的方角石。
The builders, the stones that the builders has forsaken has become the cornerstone.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这块石头很重要。
This is a very important stone.
为我们钉十字架。
It has gone to the cross for us. It has arisen to us.
为我们升到天上。
He has ascended for us.
从父神领受着圣灵。
And he has received the Holy Spirit
from the Heavenly Father.
And it poured out the Holy Spirit.
现在活水的江河从宝座就远远地流到地上。
Therefore, the rivers of living water will flow from the throne to the earth.
当我们在天的那边浇灌的时候。
When the Holy Spirit is being poured out from the heavens.
在地的这边就是受浸。
On this side of the earth, it is baptism.
我们就被浸成工作一个身体。
We are baptized into one body.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
现在你看见吗
？Do you see in the Bible?
这就是匠人所砌的那块石头。
This is the rock that the builders have forsaken.
但是主怎么说呢
？But what did the Lord say?
主怎么解释这块石头呢
？How did the Lord explain a rock?
他下面接着下去。
He continues on to say.
我希望你好好去读马太福音。
I wish you would read the Gospel of Matthew very carefully.
我故意不告诉你哪一章。
I would not tell you which chapter.
我希望你发挥你查你上网查查证的精神。
I hope that you would do your googling thing in the Bible.
你好好的读，好好的用你自己好好读一段的圣经。
You read the passage very carefully.
然后主的话怎么说呢
？What did the word of the Lord say?
这块石头
，this rock，
如果砸在谁的身上，要把它砸得稀烂。
If it crushed on anyone, it would crush him to death.
现在你明白吗
？Here you see.
这个石头砸在大人的脚上。要把它砸得稀烂，晶莹通体，砸得粉碎。
When this rock would hit the toes, it would crush gold, silver, iron, and bronze to pieces.
现在明白吗
？Do you understand now?
什么叫天国近了
？What does it mean to say?
为什么使徒约翰说天国近了
？Why is the kingdom of God near?
因为他就是那块石头。
Because he is that rock.
如果你真的要明白什么叫天国的话
，If you really want to know what the kingdom of God is,
你要知道弥赛亚是谁。
You have to know who Messiah is.
这个弥赛亚不光是从他的爸爸的百姓从罗马的铁蹄底下拯救出来。
Not only would this Messiah save his people from the iron rod of the Roman Empire.
你解释拯救出来没有用的。
Even if you can save it in this manner, it is worthless.
奴隶别人的人是罪人，被奴隶的人也是罪人。
Even though the slaves are sinners, the people who put the slaves as slaves are also sinners.
真正的救主不是只是把你从罗马铁蹄下拯救出来，这个是小事。
The true Savior is not only saving you from the Roman Empire. This is something of light.
真正的救主，他的名字叫耶稣。
The real Savior, his name is Jesus.
他要把他的百姓从罪恶里面拯救出来。
He will save his people from sins.
你是被奴役的人吗
？Are you in slavery?
你是罪人。
You are sinners.
你是奴役别人的人吗
？Are you someone who put others into slavery?
你也是罪人。
You are also sinners.
世人都犯了罪。
All have sinned in the world.
亏缺了神的荣耀。
And they have fallen short of the glory of God.
神爱世人。
And God loves the world.
将他独生子都赐给我们。
And he has given us his only begotten son.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
现在你明白。
Do you see now?
当我们主回来的时候。
When our Lord returns.
对基督徒来讲。
To Christians.
他是新郎。
He is the bridegroom.
他也是万王之王。
He is king of kings.
你想到将来千年千禧年的婚宴的时候。
As you think about the marriage wedding, marriage supper of the millennium.
最近你所看见英国皇家的婚宴，给你一点点的感觉。
The royal wedding that just took place in England is just giving a little glimpse.
当那个皇妃和威廉王子坐在马车上的时候。
when the princess and Prince William were sitting on the carriage,
那个叫做荣耀。
That is glory.
有一天，弟兄姊妹。
One day, brothers and
sisters. 不止我们要与新郎相会。
Not only will we see the bridegroom.
如果王妃当她与威廉王子相会的时候。
When the princess meets with the Prince William.
在她的眼中。
In her eyes.
威廉王子是她的新郎。
Prince William is her bridegroom.
全英国的眼中。
In the eyes of all England.
他是要来的王。
He is the coming king.
他就是将来的王。
He is the future king.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
因着这个缘故。
Because of this.
我们巴不得那天早一点的回来。
We so desire for that day to return quickly.
2000年了，我们一直等他，他还没有回来。
For 2000 years we have waited and he has not come back.
实在说来。
In reality.
他不能动身。
He cannot start his journey.
他巴不得早一点动身。
He truly longed to start his journey earlier.
到底是谁等候谁？
So who is waiting for who here?
是新妇等候新郎吗？
Is the bride waiting for the bridegroom?
新郎说我老早就准备好了。
The bridegroom say, I'm already ready for a
long, long time. 2000年前我就准备好了。
2000 years ago, I've been ready.
但是弟兄姊妹，
However, brothers and sisters, you see?
今天主不能够回来。
Today, the Lord cannot come back.
还是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
从1948年以后。
Starting 1948,
根据主的话,
according to the word of the Lord,
根据无花果树,
according to the fig tree,
根据弯弯的月亮,
according to the crescent moon,
你在看见这里主所说的,
you see what the Lord is referring to here.
你看见吗? 等到最后的时候,
at the very end of time,
那块石头要把整个大人像砸得稀烂,
that stone will crush everything to pieces.
谁来结束这个世界?
Who is going to end this world?
谁叫世上的国成为我主和我主基督的国?
Who can turn this whole world into my kingdom and my nation?
这就是圣经里所说的天国。
This is the kingdom of God.
天在地上出现。
The heaven would appear on earth.
在地好像在天一样。
So you will be on earth as it is in heaven.
你说你今天在 San Antonio.
You say today you're in San Antonio.
你说你在 Houston.
You say you're in Houston.
你说你在 Austin.
You say you're in Austin.
你好像在天上。
But it's as if you're in the heavens.
你生病，不信的也生病。
You sick and other people who don't believe also get sick.
但你生病的时候。
But when you're sick,
你不知道,
you don't know.
但是其实主亲自为你铺床。
However, the Lord is laying out your bed sheet.
只要这个床是主铺的。
As long as the Lord has laid out
the bed sheet. 这里不是天堂是什么?
Isn't this heaven?
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
在这里很清楚给我们看见。
Here we can see very clearly.
你看见吗?什么时候主回来?
Anytime when the Lord returns.
什么时候主就要把这个大人的像砸金银铜铁砸得稀烂就结束了这个世界的国。
That time would be when the Lord would crush all the gold, silver, iron, and bronze to pieces.
如果是这样的话,
if this is so,
这个大人的像也好像无花果树一样,
that great statue is also like the fig tree.
在你只要看那个金的部分,
if you look at the part that is made of fine gold,
那个大概是公元前600年的样子,
that is about 600 BC.
然后等到罗马帝国的时候,
when you get to the
Roman
Empire,
看到第四个像的时候,
When you see the fourth statue,
那是公元前63年左右的情形。
That's about 63 BC.
然后我们的主耶稣就生在罗马帝国的版图底下。
And our Lord was born in the territory of the Roman Empire.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Therefore, brothers,
你看见吗？整个这是个历史的流程。
You see, this is a whole flow chart of human history.
越往头越是早的。
When you, the further you're closer to head, the further you're to the
origin. 越往脚越是往下去的。
When you're closer to the foot of the statue, you're closer to the end of history.
如果在脚的部分主要把它砸得稀烂的话，
if the Lord is going to crush the foot,
那就表示主可以动身了。
That means the Lord has already started his journey.
主只要动身，他很快就来，很快就把这金银铜铁就打碎了。
The moment he started his journey, he will come swiftly. He will crush gold, silver, and bronze.
所以现在我们要问。
Therefore, we have to ask.
我们到底在这个大人的像到底在什么地方？
Where are we in this great statue?
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
当你仔细读圣经的时候。
As you study the Bible carefully.
金银铜铁已经走入历史了。
Gold, silver, bronze, and iron have all.
现在我们注意的是脚跟脚趾头的部分。
Here we're focusing on the foot and the toes on the foot.
有一件很稀奇。
There's one thing that is amazing.
十个脚趾头还没有到以前。
Before the appearance of the ten toes.
圣经给我们看脚的部分，就是腿跟十个指头那个部分，这个部分，这个脚的这个部分什么呢？是半铁半泥的。
The Bible shows us that the heel of the foot is half iron and half clay.
这就告诉我们说。
This shows us.
在主要回来以前。
before the return of the Lord.
这个世界曾经是两个大的阵营。
There would be two large camps in the world.
一个是铁所代表的，一个是泥土所代表的。
One is represented by iron, one is represented by clay.
因为人是神所创造的。
Because man is created by God.
所以泥土所代表的就是人在那里掌权，就是我们今天所说的民主。
So when clay represents the so-called democracy, because man is made of clay.
但是圣经明明说这个铁是有力量，这是没有力量的。
However, the Bible clearly says iron has power, and this is no power.
你看见吗？今天如果你讲民主，你是最软弱的。
Today, you see, when people talk about democracy, it is the weakest.
你说我在这里要盖一个公园，将来要做什么要怎样？然后呢，你要怎么做呢？
And you say, I wanted to propose to build a park here. What do you say?
这附近的邻居说 ，No, no, 不可以的。
And all the people around us say, No, 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 you can't build a park here.
这个是不会成功的。
This will not succeed.
如果在铁的国家里面的话。
If this is a country of iron.
好，现在我把多少万户的人从这里全部搬走。
Here, I am going to move 20,000 families away from here.
这个事情一定成功的。
This will surely be accomplished.
所以弟兄姊妹，主的话一点都没有错的。
Therefore, the word of the Lord can never be false.
一个国家像铁一样，一个阵营像泥土一样。
One country is like iron, and one country is like clay.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
果然，第二次世界大战以后。
Truly, after the Second World War.
我们看见整个的世界很明显分成两个大的阵营。
The world is separated into two large camps.
在这两个大阵营中间有一种战叫做冷战。
In between these two camps, there was the Cold War.
我们都知道。
We all know.
在冷战的后面有个热线 hotline.
Behind the Cold War, there's a hotline.
所以万一紧急的时候，你看见吗？这两个世界他们可以用热线来联络的。
At the urgent moment, the two camps can communicate with this hotline.
万一你按错电钮的话。
Because if you push the wrong button.
那就是核子战争。
Then it's nuclear war.
那是第三次世界大战。
Then it would be the third world war.
那就是世界的末日。
That is Armageddon.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们知道。
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
这个就是，所以那个时候非常非常紧张的。
At that time, we were all in a tense condition.
我听说所有住在 Los Angeles 的。
I heard that at that time, all the people who lived in Los Angeles.
那个时候，苏俄已经把八个弹头是核子弹头是对准什么？对准这个洛杉矶的。
At that time, there were 8 missile heads pointing directly to Los Angeles.
我不觉得休斯顿会少多少支。
I don't know how many missiles were pointing at Houston.
所以弟兄姊妹，那个时候很多人呢就说美国不行了，我们赶快搬到澳洲去吧。
So at that time, a lot of people say, oh, America is going to disappear. Let's go to Australia.
那搬到澳洲发现是个太空上空上又来个大洞。
When you move to Australia, there's a big hole in the
很容易生 cancer, 很容易生皮肤 cancer.
And it's easy for you to have skin cancer.
所以这些又搬回来了。
So these people move from Australia back to America.
所以现在你明白吗？
Therefore, brothers and sisters, do you see?
世界没有个平安的地方。
There is not a place that is peaceful
in the world. 当冷战的时候。
However, in the Cold War.
非常非常的紧张。
It was very, very tense.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
那个时候应该是什么？
What should it be at that time?
应该就是脚的部分。
That was at the time of the foot.
那现在我们要问。
Here we have to ask.
这一部分过去了，那应该就是脚趾头部分，对不对？
After you pass the foot, then it's the toes.
到了脚趾头部分。
When you get to the toes.
主应该很快就来了吧。
Then the Lord is coming swiftly.
什么时候石头都可以砸下来了吧。
Anytime the stone would crush.
所以弟兄们。
Therefore, brothers.
我们不是说过吗？
Didn't we say this before?
当许多基督徒读圣经的时候。
When a lot of Christians read the Bible.
说是我们的这个无花果树发嫩长叶。
When the fig tree it becomes tender and puts forth leaves.
结果我们知道说主已经在门口了。
As a result, we know the Lord is at the door.
所以有的人就想叫主什么时候到客厅。
So people are curious as to when the Lord is going to arrive at the living room.
主说这世代没有过去都要成就。
And the Lord says that this generation will not pass away until all these things will take place.
所以有人就说一个世代在圣经里有多少呢？
So people would say, how long would one generation last?
40年。
40 years.
所以1948 加上40年就1988。
So if you add 40 years to 1948, it is 1988.
这些人爱主。
And these people love the Lord.
也等候主回来。
And they wait for the return of the Lord.
他算的结果好兴奋啊。
After they've done this calculation, they're very excited.
1988年主就要回来了。
1988, the Lord is coming back.
那个时候在 NASA, 在太空中心有一个rocket engineer, 是一个火箭的专家。
At that time in NASA, there was a rocket scientist.
这个也算你们休斯顿的人了。
It is a Houstonian.
结果呢，他呢就在那里写了一本书。
And he wrote a book.
88个理由为什么在1988年全教会要被提。
88 reasons why the entire church would be raptured.
这本书一共发行了450万册。
This book has been printed 4.5 million copies.
一直到最后。
Until the very end.
到了1988年以后当然就不畅销了。
When it gets to 1988, nobody would buy that book.
那这个科学家后来每年都修改，明年再明年，后来人家就不相信。
And this scientist, we revise his story, you know, next year, and so nobody believed him anymore.
还有一个人还相信。
And there's one person that people believe.
这个人叫做 Harold Camping.
And his name is Harold Camping.
他不死心。
He would not give up.
我觉得还要，他觉得好，既然1988年主没有回来。
Because the Lord did not come back in 1988.
所以他说1988年就表示教会的时代结束了。
1988 represents the end of the time of the generation of the
church. 然后呢，当然后结束了以后，那么自自然然就开始大灾难了。
So after the conclusion of the time generation of the churches, it starts the great tribulation.
那七算八算，大灾难有23年。
So he calculated back and forth, and he said it's going to be 73 years.
我到现在读圣经，怎么读，左读右读，躺着读，怎么读都读不出23年来。
No matter how I read it, backwards, forwards, I cannot calculate this 23 years.
但是我们弟兄很有本事，23年。
However, our brother had four assurances. It's 23 years.
那为什么5月12号呢?
So why would it be May 12th?
因为如果1988年是教会日时代满足的话。
If 1988 represents the end of the times for the churches.
那么现在教会什么时候开始呢?
Then when would the church start?
那么当然主定当然是五旬节那天了。
Of course, it is Pentecost.
那五旬那天是哪一天呢?
So what day is the Pentecost?
他说主后33年。
It's at 33 AD.
如果主后33年，那么五旬节你可以算出来那天是哪一天的。
If it is 33 AD, you could calculate the exact date for the Pentecost.
但是一般读圣经的人都认为主应该是主后30年钉十字架的。
However, most people when they read the Bible, they think that the Lord was crucified in 30 AD.
普通人都相信主耶稣在地上是33年半，如果根据四福音的话。
According to the four Gospels, the common people would think that the Lord has been on the earth 33 and a half
years. Harold Camping 认为说主耶稣活在地上39年，我也不知道是怎么读出来的。
Harold Camping, on the other hand, somehow read the Bible to say that the Lord has been on the earth 39 years.
那如果是主后33年的话，
If it's 33 years, 33 AD,
那一年的五旬节可以算得出来的。
You could calculate the Pentecost that day.
那是5月21号。
That was May 21st.
如果是5月21号的话，
If it were to be May 21st,
如果教会时代完成了，完全完成了，
If the generation of the churches has been fulfilled,
那么弟兄姊妹，当然就是5月21号1988那一年算是整个教会时代完成了。
Therefore, on May 21st, 1988, then the entire period of the churches has been fulfilled.
从那一天开始，大灾难就开始。
From that day onward, it's the great tribulation.
大灾难对世界来讲是大而可畏的日子。
To the world, the great tribulation is a great and terrible day.
这二十三年的确不少可怕的日子，不错。
It is true that there have been some terrible days in the past 23 years.
但有没有像圣经所形容那样？
However, were those terrible things like what has been depicted in the Bible?
但是因为他相信二十三年。
Because he believed that it's 23 years.
大灾难完成了。
Then the great tribulation has ended.
那当然是五月二十一号。
Then of course it would fall on May 21st.
那为什么10月21号天地都要废去呢?
So why October 21st, the heaven and earth will pass away?
因为洪水以后啊，圣经说在地上的水一直涨了150天。
Because after the flood, the Bible says that the water has risen for 150 days.
150天就是5个月，所以5个月加上就跟10月21号。
So 150 days is 5 months. So if you add 5 months to May 21st,
还有圣经明明告诉明明告诉我们第五个号的时候。
And also, the Bible clearly tells us that on the fifth trumpet,
不是有蝗虫的灾害吗？
Isn't there the locusts?
蝗虫折腾人，告诉五个月。
And the locusts would torture people for 5 months.
所以到了十月二十一号，这个世界就废去。
So on October 21st, the entire world will pass away.
我很想问 Camping, 那么如果是第五个，如果这只是第五个，后面第六、第七怎么办？
I wanted to ask Harold Camping, if this is only the fifth trumpet, then what happens about the sixth and seventh trumpets?
所以弟兄姊妹，
therefore brothers and sisters,
那日子、那时辰是没有人知道的。
The hour and the day, no one knows.
主说他来的时候，
the Lord says when he comes,
他已经算好了。
He has already done the calculation.
是你想不到。
It's a time when you cannot know.
是那个太空工程师想不到的。
It is not a NASA rocket scientist could imagine.
是 Harold Camping 想不到的。
It is a time when Harold Camping cannot imagine.
是你我想不到。
And it's neither nor you or I can imagine.
主的话还不够吗？
Are the words of the Lord not
主的暗示还不够吗？
Are the hints of the Lord not sufficient?
他已经站在门口了，还不够吗？
Is it not enough to you for you to hear His
voice? 你要到什么时候你才能够呢？
What does it take for you to be sufficient for
you? 你真的不见黄河不落泪吗？
Do you have to see the exact thing that you believe?
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Therefore, brothers and sisters, do you see?
你真是个等候主回来的吗？
Are you truly someone waiting for the return of the Lord?
所以弟兄姊妹，如果你真的等候主回来的话，
If you truly are waiting for the return of the Lord,
在 Harold Camping 还没有发出这个预言，预言还没有到底应验不应验以前，
Before even the prophecy of Harold Camping would become fulfilled or not,
你如果真的等候主回来的话，
If you're truly waiting for the return of the Lord,
你千万不要说这个人是假先知。
You would never say this is a false prophet.
也许他是假先知。
Maybe he's a false prophet.
但你有个问题。
But you have a question.
难道主还要经过几天才回来吗？
Does the Lord really have to endure a few more days to come
back? 我今天准备好了没有？
Today, am I prepared?
在那个路的拐口，是不是我就能遇见他？
Maybe I'll see the Lord at the bend.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我想主的信，主的话是够清楚的。
I think the word of the Lord are clear indeed.
所以让我们记得。
Therefore, let us remember.
什么时候你看见无花果树发嫩长？
Anytime you see the fig tree become tender and put forth leaves.
什么时候你看见我们大概到了指头的部分了？
Anytime you see that we reach the time of the toes.
所以弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters.
1988年主没有回来。
The Lord did not come back in 1988.
但是弟兄姊妹，
However, brothers and sisters.
主知道许多人爱他。
The Lord knows that many people love him.
他算来算去他错了。
He calculated and calculated.
他没有故意的要去迷惑别人。
He does not want to confuse us deliberately.
主都知道，主都知道。
The Lord knows.
主所看见的是我们的心。
The Lord looks at our heart.
当1988年主没有回来的时候，
When the Lord did not return in 1988,
多少人失望了。
A lot of people were in despair.
你知道吗？他们说因着那个预言，有最少100,000的人信了主了。
Because of that prophecy, at least 100,000 people believed in
the Lord. 但你想想看，
But think about it.
有100,000人通通失望了。
But then 100,000 people all become in despair.
主怎么安慰这些人？
How would the Lord comfort?
他们相信主的话。
They believe in the word.
他们真的等候主回来。
They really waited for the Lord's return.
你还在那里看笑话。
And you're looking at this joke.
我们的灵是什么样的灵？
What is our spirit?
所以但愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious
to us. 给我们看见说。
So let us see.
弟兄姊妹，1988年主是没有回来。
It is true, the Lord did not return in 1988.
那日子，那时辰，没有人知道。
But that day and that hour, no one knows.
但是很稀奇。
However, amazingly,
就在第二年，
in the following year,
1989年，
in 1989,
发生了两件大事。
There were two major events that occurred.
第一件大事，
First,
柏林围墙忽然间就倒塌了。
The Berlin Wall suddenly collapsed.
没有人能解释这件事情。
No one can explain this event.
就在那一年的圣诞节，
during Christmas of that year,
在整个东欧的国家里面，
in the Eastern Bloc,
是罗马第一个起来，站起来。
Rome was the first one to stand up.
所以整个的东欧就完全改变了。
So the entire Eastern Bloc totally changed.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So dear brothers and sisters,
从1989年开始，
Starting from 1989,
你看见那个冷战不知不觉就结束了。
You see that the Cold War suddenly ended.
你问政治学家，
You ask a politician,
怎么回事？莫斯科帝国一下子就瓦解了。
How could the fact that the Persian Empire suddenly collapsed?
在整个铁的国度里面，大家都傻掉了。
So in the entire kingdom of fire, everybody was puzzled.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？非常清楚的。
This is very clear.
无花果树发嫩长叶。
If the fig tree becomes tender and puts forth fruit.
这是神做的。
This is done by God.
在人想不到的时候。
At a time that you do not know.
你看见本来是个分裂的世界。
It used to be a world that is divided.
本来是冷战的世界。
It used to be a world that is cold war.
本来随时随地可以互相毁灭的世界。
It was a world where anyone can destroy each other instantly.
谁会想到？
Who can imagine?
那个柏林围墙。
That Berlin Wall.
不止分开了东柏林跟西柏林。
Not only did it divide East Berlin and West Berlin.
不止分开了东德跟西德。
Not only did it divide Eastern Germany and Western
Germany. 柏林围墙。
The Berlin Wall
也分开了泥土和铁。
It also separated the clay from the iron.
从那一天开始。
But from that day onward,
那个墙不见了。
The wall disappeared.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
你不觉得从1989年以后。
Don't you feel that since 1989,
这个世界已经不一样。
This world is not the same.
如果主的话是准确的。
if the word of the Lord, or
或者说如果我们领会主的话，没有领会错的。
Or if we understand the word of the Lord to be accurate.
莫非我们今天已经进到了指头的部分吗？脚趾的部分吗？
Have we not already entered into the time of the toes?
如果真的进到脚趾头的话。
If we have truly entered into the time of the toes.
这世界什么世界呢？
What is this world?
在这十个王里面。
This is the time of the ten kings.
然后有三个王是最强。
And among them, there are three kings that are most powerful.
意思在欧洲的版图，你能找到三个国家是最强的。
Meaning that in the European territory, you can find three countries.
如果敌基督今天出现的话，那个三个国应该是英国、法国跟德国，很清楚的。
And if Antichrist were to appear, then those three kingdoms would be England, Germany, and.
但是将来，我们知道敌基督要从那个世界里面起来。
However, we know the Antichrist will arise from that world.
然后敌基督要统一全世界。
And that Antichrist would unite the entire world.
你看政治上是一个。
We will have one politics.
军事上是一个。
We'll have one military.
宗教上是一个。
We'll have one religion.
经济上是一个。
We'll have one economy.
666。
666。
你没有那个时候不用纸币的，那个时候你看见有一种的币，就只要上面有666，你就可以做买卖。
At that time, we do not use paper currency. At that time, if you have something that has 666, you can transact.
这不由你的不低头。
You have to bow your head.
征服一个人最容易的是达到他的胃，这是最近的一条路。
To conquer a man, you should attack his stomach.
所以如果今天你不肯在你的额头，在你的上面有666的话，
If you refuse to have 666 on your forehead,
and
your hand,
你就不能够做买卖了。
You cannot transact.
这是那个时候的世界。
It is that world.
有人告诉我们，那个时候如果人在东京的话，
Somebody tells us that at a time, if you were to be in Tokyo,
你到银行去，你不要带什么证件，不需要。
If you go to the bank, you don't have to bring any documents.
你只要在那个前面头稍微晃一下。
you just swipe your head in the front.
他就是让你存多少钱。
And then they would know how much money you have.
然后你拿多少钱都可以的。
And you can withdraw from your bank account.
所以这有难处吗？没有什么难处。
There's no difficulty.
有人说，今天美国如果恐怖分子再恐怖的话。
Somebody says that if there's more terrorists in America,
因为所有护照都给假造，都给假的嘛。
Because you can forge our passports.
所以那个时候如果有个 chip 在你额头上，你经过你就很清楚了。
So if you have your passport on your forehead and you swipe that, it's very clear.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
这个世界很明显的。
This is
等到敌基督来的时候
，when the Antichrist comes，
不是世界冷战的。
It is no longer a cold war.
不是的
，no，
世界是一个世界。
It is one world.
这个世界变成一个村子了。
This whole world becomes a village.
经济上是一个。
Is one economy.
宗教上是一个。
One religion.
军事上是一个。
One military.
政治上是一个。
One politics.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们今天从一个完全冷战分开的世界。
Today from a world that is a cold war that was separated.
怎么进到这样的世界呢？
How could we enter into this other world?
就在1989年的时候。
In 1989.
第一件大事。
The first world event.
柏林围墙倒塌了。
The collapse of the Berlin Wall.
第二件大事。
The second major event was.
WWW 是那一年诞生的。
The World Wide Net was born in that year.
所以就你的名字都可以叫出来，谁发明的？我们可以叫得出名字来的。
And we can even know who invented the World Wide Net.
从那一年开始，弟兄姊妹。
From that year onward.
毫无疑问的。
Without a doubt,
全世界被这些 net 完全网在一起。
The whole world was entangled by this worldwide net.
那个的确是个 net， 的确是个网，完全你不由得你自己。
This is truly a worldwide net. You cannot help yourself.
一个人上网可以不吃饭，什么都不可以，什么都不可以做。
When you log onto the internet, you cannot eat. You can do nothing.
现在你不会电脑，你完全落伍。
If you don't know computers, you're totally up.
你知道吗？你今天全世界你怎么样都，你这个上网就清楚了。
If you want to know about the world, you go on the internet. You know.
那不光这样。
Not only so.
现在每一个年轻人手里都有一个行动电话。
Every young person has a mobile phone in their hand.
现在还不光如此。
Not only so.
还有个 Skype， 你还面对面的。
And you can also do Skype face to face.
这个还不够的。
Not only so.
2007年有一个东西叫做 iPhone 又出来了。
In 2007, the iPhones appeared.
那再过几年 ，iPad 又出来了。
A few years later, iPads appeared.
现在送礼物很难送了。
It's very hard for you to give gifts anymore.
有一次，我的孙女才4岁，她就跟妈妈商量，我们到底怎么送给弟弟的礼物呢？
My four-year-old granddaughter talked to her mom and said, "What gift should we give to my younger brother?"
她说我们恐怕很难送东西了。
It is very hard for us to find a gift.
他说我们干脆说 I something.
Why don't we just give him I something?
所以弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？
Brothers and sisters,
现在为着这些年轻人，为着他们生日，我们上脑筋要说 I something.
So for these young people, we have to rack our brains to give them I something.
但最简单说 ice cream 就可以了。
The simplest of all is to give them ice cream.
所以弟兄姊妹，你现在明白吗？
Therefore, brothers and sisters, do you see?
今天这东西太方便了。
These things are so convenient.
电脑不只是 science, 电脑变成艺术了。
Computers has become an art.
稀奇不稀奇？
Isn't this amazing?
今天你出去旅行的时候。
When you go out on a journey,
这个 GPS 有人在天上引导你的。
There's GPS governing you from the heavens.
你说你这个波斯湾战争我看不见敌人没有关系。
You said I can't see my enemy in the Persian Gulf War.
你看不见天上看得见。
You can't see, but from the up sky you can see.
然后呢，你就可以知道说，我如果要把这个墙把它炸倒的话。
And you know that if you want to break that wall,
你不能炸这一边。
You cannot bomb this side.
死很多人明天一定上报纸的。
Because if you bomb this side, a lot of civilians will die.
那边一个人都不死，也不死一个人的。
But if you bomb the other side, no single person will die.
现在的战争
，the wars of today
可以准确到一个地步
，could be so accurate.
那个墙一定往那边倒的。
And the wall would collapse to that side.
我从 Austin 来这里的时候
，when I came from Austin to here,
我们知道一部分都没有塞车，有一部分很塞车。
We know that one part of the trip was very congested.
我就把我的 iPhone， 我的 iPhone 就掏出来了。
So I brought out my iPhone.
我找到 Google Map.
And then I used Google Map.
然后我才知道有一段是红的。
And then I realized there's one part of the map that was red.
其他都蛮好的。
And the others are okay.
我说是个真的还是假的呢？
I said, is this true or not?
等到我们真的到那个地方，它果然是红的。
And when I add to that place that that zone is red, it's truly red.
等到红的快到底了，它果然现在很一路上都是开通的。
But when we reach to the end of the red zone, it's very smooth.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
不要忘记
Don't forget.
这都是1989年以后的事
This all happened after 1989.
你知道啊，很多人到哭墙去祷告
You know, a lot of people went to the weeping wall to pray.
他们觉得哭墙祷告主一定听的，是一定听他们祷告
they think that if they go to the weeping wall to pray, the Lord will surely hear them.
犹太人脑筋动得很快
Therefore, the Jewish people have a very good scheme.
他告诉世界犹太人，你们不要来哭墙，飞机票太贵了。
So they said to the Hasidic Jews, "Don't come to the Weeping Wall to pray."
你们把你们祷告用 fax 过来就可以了。
Fax your prayer request to us.
然后我们把 fax 弄一下，我们就送到洞里面，一样的可以。
And then we'll cut out your prayer request and stick it into the Weeping Wall.
这个太落伍了。
This is a too bad.
这是1989年以前的故事。
This is a pre-1989.
现在的故事很简单。
Now it's simple.
你要祷告吗
？You want to pray?
我拿了个 iPhone 就到了那个墙的面前。
I would put the iPhone in front of the wall.
你就祷告就可以了。
You just pray through the iPhone.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
这个世界是什么世界？
What kind of a world is this?
这个世界怎么变得这么小的世界啊
？How could this world become so small?
你看见吗
？Do you see?
最近不久又有个东西叫做 Facebook。
And then very quickly, there's this Facebook thing.
什么叫 Facebook?
What is Facebook?
你把它翻成中文的话
，If you translate it into Chinese,
是非试不可。你一定要试一试的。
Literally translated into Chinese.
但你试完了
，You have to try.
但你试完了以后呢
？But after you have tried,
非死不可。
You are hooked, and you're surely die.
我们在纽约有个做检察官的弟兄告诉我
，We have a brother who is a judge in New York.
他绝对不鼓励年轻人上 Facebook.
He would not encourage any young people to get on Facebook.
年轻人太单纯了
，Because young people are very simple.
他很容易把他心就打开了
，They opened up their heart.
他匆匆忙忙就给个很快的 message.
They write out a very quick message.
他想不对再改已经来不及了
，And they wanted to change the message, and there's no time.
检察官对付罪人的时候。
When the prosecutor used that against the criminals, where are the evidence?
很多证据从 Facebook 来的。
A lot of the evidence are located in Facebook.
但是不管怎么样，弟兄姊妹。
Regardless, brothers and sisters.
今天你用cell phone 也好。
Whether you're using cell phone.
iPhone 也好。
You're using iPhone.
iPad 也好。
iPad.
你怎么上电脑
？How do you get on the computer?
你怎么用 Skype?
How do you use Skype?
你怎么用 Facebook?
How do you use Facebook?
Twitter 也可以，不管什么。
Regardless.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
让我们记得一件事。
Let us remember one thing.
自从1989年以后
，After 1989,
这个世界真的变成非常的小了。
This world has indeed become very, very small.
不光如此
，Not only so.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
慢慢圣经里面所告诉我们的预言
Gradually, all the prophecies that the Bible have told
us. 本来你觉得很遥远。
Previously, you felt that they're so far away.
现在你觉得很靠近。
Now you feel that they're so near.
不止如此。
Not only so.
我们知道一件事。
We know one thing.
如果过了七期以后。
After seven periods.
巴比伦势力要重新抬头的话。
And the power of Babylon would rise up again.
第一次两伊战争。
First is the first Gulf.
是公元五百三十九年。
Took place in 539 BC.
经过两千五百。
After 2,500 years.
因为圣经里的七期不是两千五百二十年，就是两千五百二十年。
Because in the Bible, when it talks about seven periods, it's either 2,530 years.
No, 三两千五百二十天或者两千五百二十年。
So seven periods refer to 2,520 years or
2,520 days. 尼布甲尼撒发疯了，两千五百二十天。
When King Nebuchadnezzar went crazy, it was 2,520 days.
这棵树又长起来了。应该是七期。
When this tree grows again, it is seven
periods. 你回过头去看。
If you look back.
第一次两伊战争。
In the first Persian Gulf War.
到第二次两次战争。
To the second Persian Gulf War.
大概是两千五百二十年。
It's approximately 2,520 years.
更稀奇一件事。
More amazingly.
以色列在回到第一次回到巴比伦，回到家乡。
The first time when Israel went back to his native land,
那是公元前五百三十六年的事。
It is 53 BC.
到了一九四八年，第二次回到他们的家乡。
When Israel returned to its own native land in 1948,
中间经过多少年呢
？What is the gap of the number of times?
也是两千五百二十年。
It is also 2,520 years.
不过以色列是两千五百个圣经年，就是每年是三百六十天。
But it, for Israel, it was 2,520 years Bible, so every year has 360 days.
对巴比伦来讲
，But to Babylon,
是两千五百二十年太阳年。
But it's 2,520 solar years.
你想想看
，Think about it.
如果你算一算，他们中间太阳年跟这个圣经年的差距差不多是四十年之久。
If you calculate the difference between the solar years and the Bible years, it's about 40 years.
这就是第一次波斯湾战争开始的时候。
This is the time when the first Gulf, Persian Gulf War took place.
所以弟兄姊妹
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
自从1948年以后
Since 1948,
就很快就回来了
The Lord is coming swiftly.
1948年你看见这无花果树
In 1948, you see the fig tree.
到了1980、1990年代的时候
When it gets to 1980s and 90s.
特别是1989年以后
Particularly after 1989.
各样的树又起来了
All trees would rise up.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
如果这样的话
if it were so,
我们就知道主回来的日子实在是近。
We know that it is indeed close to the time when the Lord is returning.
我们的时间已经没有了。
We don't have time anymore.
我想我们只好停在这里。
We have to end here.
但是不管怎么样
regardless,
我想弟兄姊妹
I think for brothers and
sisters, 有这么多神的话
there's so much word
out there for
from the God.
如果你给我时间的话
if you give me time,
我可以和你们再可以聚一段的时间。
I can still spend more time with you.
但是我们每个人都要回去。
But we all have to leave.
天下没有不散的宴席。
We all have to leave after a gathering.
我相信主的话说到这里应该是够了。
I think that by the time, at this time, the word of the Lord is sufficient.
但愿主开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord open our eyes.
给我们看见。
And enable us to see.
他一旦动身。
Once he has started his journey.
他很快的就来到。
He will come swiftly.
从一九四八年。
From 1948 onward.
经过了四十年。
At 40 years have passed,
就没有回来。
The Lord has not come back.
到1989年的时候
，In 1989,
你忽然醒过来。
And suddenly you woke up.
我们是不是全世界已经到了脚趾头的部分
？Is the whole world not entering to the time of the toe?
随时随地就都可以回来结束这个世界。
Anytime the Lord can come back to finish off the world.
那不止如此。
Not only so.
现在你看见说，果然各样的树都发嫩长叶。
You see that all the trees have grown tender and put forth leaves.
弟兄姊妹。
现在主的话是很清楚。Now the word of the Lord is very clear.
但愿主开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord open our eyes.
让我们真的从深处。
So that from the deepest part of our hearts.
有一个祷告。
We have this prayer.
主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
Come, Lord Jesus.
这是两千年来。
For 2,000 years.
教会的祷告。
This is the prayer of the church.
有人告诉我们说。
Someone has told us.
今天在大陆大概有七千万人。
There has been about 70 million people who have been saved by grace.
有一个美外国的年轻人。
There's a Western young person.
小时候在那里祷告。
And when he was young, he prayed.
因为大人告诉他说。
Because the adults told him.
中国人有十万万人口。
The Chinese people has 1 billion people.
但如果十万万人口一起跳的话，这就是世界的末日。
When the entire 1 billion people jump together, that is the end of the world.
你知道南亚海啸的时候，苏门答腊不是移动了36公尺吗？
When there is the tsunami, didn't the fault line move?
这个地球自转都受了很大影响。
Even the orbiting of the globe has been affected.
你想啊，十万万人在那一起跳，那就不是世界的灾难吗？
Isn't it tribulation when 1 billion people jump together?
所以他祷告说：“主啊，叫那一天，叫中国人要跳可以，不要一起跳。”
So this young Western person says, "Pray that they can jump, but not the Chinese people jump together."
所以长大了以后，他写了一本书。
So when he grew up, he wrote a book.
那个书名叫做《当十万万中国人一起跳》。
When 1 billion Chinese people jump together.
但是不要忘记，
but don't forget,
他写这本书的中国不光十万万变成13万万。
Now there's 1.3 billion people in China.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你看见吗？中国有这么多人，有这么多人。
Therefore, there's so many people in China today.
如果真的像统计所说的，如果中国有7万7千万人，甚至于10000000好了。
If it is true according to the statistics, let's say there are 700 million Christians.
他们如果都等候主回来。
If there are, let's say, take a discount, 100
他们主耶稣啊,
people are waiting for the return of the Lord. And they say, come, Lord Jesus.
当他们向主祷告的时候,
when they pray to the Lord,
最后你想经过那个祷告所引起来的共鸣。
You think about the echo that would be brought forth by the prayer.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们的主怎么能够不回来?
How would our Lord not come back?
何况除了中国之外,
and then regardless, forget about China.
印度有多少爱主的人?
There are so many saints who love the Lord in India.
再过不多几年, 印度的人数要赶上中国。
In a very few years' time, the population of India would surpass the population of China.
全世界各地历史代不知道有多少蒙恩爱主的人。
Throughout generations and generations in the world, there are so many saints who love the Lord.
他们如果都祷告一个祷告。
And if they all do this prayer.
这是历史历代教会的祷告。
This is the prayer of the churches from generation to
generation. 主啊，巴不得你早一点回来。
Lord, we long for you to come earlier.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们相信印度教会的祷告。
We believe that because of the prayers of the church,
教会就装饰整齐。
The church has made herself ready.
我们的主就动身了。
Then our Lord would have started his
journey. 也许主已经动身了。
Maybe the Lord has already started his journey.
我们不知道。
We don't know.
但是我们知道。
However, we know.
他一旦动身。
Once he has started his journey,
他飞速地来到。
He would come in flying speed.
在我们想不到的时候。
In a time that we do not know.
他就回来了。
He returns.
我们愿意不愿意在深处说。
Do we want to say from the deepest part of our heart?
主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
To say, come, Lord Jesus.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，虽然这聚会过去。
Even though this meeting has ended.
我们深处有一个呼吁没有过去。
We have this echo in our heart. This meeting has not ended.
但愿这一次你的话。
May you use your word this time.
能影响我们的生活。
To influence our lives.
能影响我们的聚会。
To influence our meetings.
不止San Antonio的聚会。
Not only the meetings in San Antonio.
不止 Houston 的聚会。
Not only the meetings in Houston.
不止 Austin 的聚会。
Not only the meetings in Austin.
在美国，在世界各地的聚会。
In meetings in America and all over the world.
叫我们真是做一个等候你回来的人。
That we can truly become a people who are waiting for your return.
主耶稣啊。
Lord Jesus.
我愿你来。
Come, Lord Jesus.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In the adorable name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.